Hello?
Hello, my name is Roger, and I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threat and damage reduction. I don't know if you can help me answering a few questions.
All right, go ahead with your questions.
And may I know, is your home a single family, in townhome, apartment, or manufactured as a mobile home?
It's a single home.
And do you own or rent?
I own it.
And do you know when your house has been built?
1986. 87.
And,
my wife said 87.
Okay. And have any upgrade modifications have been made to your property, such as roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural, or not upgrades have been made?
Well, we had it rewrapped and put all new hardy board around. We have high impact windows on it, and the roof is new, and it's got rain gutters and all that kind of stuff. So I guess technically, I guess you could say it's been upgraded a little bit.
Okay. And may I know how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Let's see. I was born in 1958 in Tampa, Florida, so I consider about 66 years, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And how have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Well, let's see. We went with Andrew down in Miami through my parents' home back in 92. We went with David, which I think was a Category 2. We went to Donna, which was a Category 3. Done multiple different tropical storms. Yeah, I think we've experienced a few.
Okay. And do you remember when was the last time you suffered from a tropical storm or the name of it?
What was the last tropical storm that came through here, Don? What? It was either Matthews or, I think it was Matthews, which was actually a hurricane, but that was the last one that came through Jacksonville, I think.
In Category 1 hurricane?
Yeah. It skirted up the coast. Don't you remember? It took out all that highway down there at 818 just south of Holy Cross, or else. So you're not in Florida.
Actually, yeah, but I'm not quite completely sure about the names.
What, Matthew?
I don't remember the names related to the years.
Oh, neither do I. I'm too old to remember stuff like that. That's why we have people like you to write it down, and then 10 or 15 years doesn't fit the political agenda, they'll rename it or call it something different.
Okay. A little bit. And may I know, and have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yeah, this one.
Okay. And do you remember what was the estimated damage in dollars?
We had to replace the roof. They didn't cover that. That was, about 20 grand for it?
Okay.
Yeah, about 20 grand. It's been years ago.
Okay. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of the damage to your home? Was the wind debris, wind damage in the roof, ocean surge, flooding related, to a hurricane or trees falling in your house?
It was wind. It was wind.
Just wind, without debris?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, we had trees that went, they damaged the house.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related, related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel vulnerable?
No.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? You put up hurricane shutters, board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or of a relative or a friend in the area, or you wouldn't make any preparations?
Well, we've got windows that are supposed to withstand up to a class 3 hurricane. So, I mean, we just did those 2 years ago. But, yeah, we prep the house, and then we get in our vehicle if necessary, we leave. If not, we stay. We've got generators and everything else on standby, so we're good to go.
Okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you certain or not certain?
99.75% certain.
Okay. And can you tell me your top 3 sources of information? We have internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
Well, we have the TV, so we listen to Fox on News and Weather. We listen to the local Doppler report. We have a radio. And we use the internet, so we stay pretty apprised.
Okay. And from a scale from 1 to 5, and how will you rate your household preparedness for a hurricane or a flooding?
I would rate it as a 4.76.
Okay. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of housing, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials.
None of them have an impact on me. We got it all taken care of.
Okay. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, we're above the 28-foot mark, so we're good to go. We're in a B zone.
Okay. And when will you evacuate if something happens? And when will you do it? If a hurricane watches issue, this is 48 hours. This is within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, this is within 36 hours. If a hurricane 3 or stronger was going to build your home within the next 24 hours, if an emergency management official order you to evacuate, or you probably never evacuate your home?
We evacuate when we deem necessary. So if there was something that was pretty imminent that we knew was coming, it was class 3 or greater, we'd leave. If they ordered us to leave, we would leave. Other than that, we stick around. We're pretty well prepared. We have family, so we can go inland.
Okay, and if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To a house of a nearby friend or family member? Another location within the state, as far as possible? To another state, if it's possible? Or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
Nah, we'd go to family.
Okay.
In the air.
And may I know how many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know. I think it's 2%. No. What's the insurance for a hurricane? We got that. I don't know.
Okay.
I know it used to be 5%, but I got it lowered.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
How confident am I that I could come up with $2,000?
Yes, with $2,000.
I'm very confident.
Okay. And may I know, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last, I'm going to tell you a period of years and tell me how much have been changed, if you remember, in the last year. Do you know if it has increased or decreased?
Increased.
Oh, it's increased about 50%.
Okay. And in the last 3 years?
In 3 years, it increased
50%. In 3 years, it probably 50%, the wife
says. Okay. And what about 5 years?
I'm not sure.
What
Before COVID, it was fine, but once the government needed to milk us for more money to pay for their mistakes and stupidity, it probably went up about 50%.
Okay. And what about the last 5 to 10 years? Do you remember how much has increased or decreased?
It used to be like 1,500.
It used to be 1,500, now it's about 5,000. So what's that, about 300%?
Yeah. Over, actually.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So as a result of this increase, what action did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or you did nothing and continued to pay the higher price?
We did nothing, just continued paying the higher price.
Okay. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%? 80%, 60%, less than 60%.
Ask that question again.
If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring your home? 100%. This means that you want to be insured for the full replacement value of your home. 80%, 60%, or less than 60?
I guess we'd want 100% coverage.
Okay. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs of home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state? Or you wouldn't move from your home?
We wouldn't. We're going to stay here till we die.
Okay. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have been paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off to cancel the homeowner?
I said my mortgage is paid off, but I still have insurance, so I'm going to keep insurance.
Okay.
I know, I understand there's a lot of people dropping it, but we're not.
Okay. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? The federal, the state, the local government, or the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, I think that's the whole purpose for insurance, but I think the state government should be involved because of allowing, if they allow you to build in these flood zones and everything else and they don't do the appropriate preventive maintenance, I think it should be on them too.
Okay. And on a scale from 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Well, in South Florida, I know they're being enforced, but once you get up this far, when it comes to the good old boy syndrome, probably only about 60% sure.
Okay. And can you tell me a number between 1 to 5?
30. I mean 3.
Okay. And what about the local land issue? The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
Ask that again.
The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk, that they have in consideration the risk of a hurricane?
I don't think they take in but about 2%, on a scale of 1 to 5, about 2.
Okay. And what about that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk, specifically wind?
I don't think they take any consideration in because they build right next to the ocean.
Okay.
And the trees and everything else.
Okay. And that the new developments take into account flood risks?
No. If they did, they wouldn't build in flood areas.
And between 1 to 5?
One.
Okay. 1 is the less, 5 is the most.
And yep, 1.
That the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I think they're about a 2.
Okay. And now I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And if you think your property and or finances will be affected?
I know they say that the ocean is rising. I don't know at what rate, so I think it's minimal. It has no effect on my property, so it doesn't affect me.
Okay. And most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, about 33 feet, and this is about the sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flood associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
I'm not.
Okay. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family members, proximity to your job, or do you have another reason in mind?
Well, when we first bought it here, because our kids were young, it was all about schools and location next to work.
Okay. Can you tell me one additional reason to name just three? Such as the neighborhood, the crime was low, the price, the walkability.
Yeah, well, I definitely took crime into it. Was very low. There was no crime, so yeah.
Oh, okay. And how long do you plan on living on your current address? I know you already told me, but I want you to tell me less than 1 year, between 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years to come?
Well, seeing how I intend to live to be 108, and I am currently 66, that's 42 more years. So I intend to be here for 42 more years.
Okay. And just as in a few general background questions, and we will be finished. We're almost done. Thank you very much for your time, by the way. And can you tell me your age once again? Because I need it for you to say it.
66.
Thank you very much. And what is your gender? As once again, I need you to tell me, male or female or something else.
Well, since God only created Adam and Eve, and I fall under the gender of Adam, I would be classified as a male.
Thank you very much. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Currently, my wife and myself would make 2.
Okay, and there's nobody below the 12 years of age?
No.
And both of you are 65 or older?
Yes.
Okay.
Get it, that's it.
And I know you already told me this and several times, but can you tell me your marital status? Are you single, married, widowed, divorced, separated? Something, living with a partner?
We are what you would classify as traditional marriage.
Okay.
Now that goes against everything, but that's what we are.
Okay. And may I know, which is the highest grade level of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, a graduate degree, or something else, such as a master's or PhD?
Well, let's see. My wife went and got a business degree, so she's got college. Me, I didn't want to be influenced by the government, so I quit after 12 years.
Okay.
So that's basically where we're at.
Okay, thank you very much. And may I know, are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
Well, I'm what you would call a mongrel. I got a little bit of everything, but I think they would say we're European, so.
Okay. And with which of these racial groups do you identify yourself with? White Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian, Native American, or something else do you have in mind?
I classify myself as an American. I don't, other than to be a child of God, I don't use any other type of classifications. That's a man-made thing.
Okay. And in your household, what language is most spoken in by your family? English or Spanish or another language?
Well, me and the wife, we're not real smart, so we just speak English. But all three of our kids that no longer live here have multi-language skills. So, but in the house right now, we're just English.
Okay. And may I know which is the income range of your household? Below 20,000, between 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000?
Over.
Okay. And thank you very much. This is all the questions that I have for you today. I really appreciate the time that you spent with me today, and I hope you have a great day.
You do the same. Bye.
Goodbye.